T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A very good morning to you, my fine Sir Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today? Sports equinox. We got every single sport happening today. This is why October is the best sports month. We got baseball. We got hockey. We got basketball. Of course, we have an NFL game. It's as good as it gets. How
are
we doing?
Yeah, we are doing absolutely fantastic. Great in Western Pennsylvania. We have the Steelers with an off week, so we get a little bit of time to breathe. And we got the team up the road. Not too far from here with a Thursday night game without a quarterback. Denver goes in. We just saw Denver here not long ago. I don't know what to think of them. This is one where if you got an injured quarterback, do you stay away from a side? Do you just shoot toward a total? Like, what's happening tonight, man?
Well, so if the current line right now, I think we need to start there at Bet Rivers. The Browns are 1.5-point favorite, and the total here is tipped all the way down to 41. Like, I have to decide if I want to play like a contrarian over tonight by the time kickoff rolls around. I don't know if I'm there yet. I want to see how the injury information shakes out with Cleveland's offensive line before then. But so that's what the current line is. Now, the line opened this week, and we talked about this on You Better You Bet on Monday. This was like Broncos plus 4.5 plus 4. I bet that on Monday. It was literally the first bet I put in. So I have Denver plus 4. So I'm sitting on a good number in this game. I just felt like no way the number can be this. I felt like it was going to close at 3. I didn't realize that all like the rest of this injury stuff would shake out the way it has for the Browns, right? With Chubb being ruled out, with Hunt being ruled out. We thought both of them might be able to play on Monday at least. And then I thought Baker was going to be able to go since he finished the game against Arizona. Now he's ruled out. And as a result, now we're seeing this number dip below 3, dip below 2. So again, currently Browns minus 1.5. So I think the betting advice right now has to be, if you're out there right now and you like Denver and you're thinking, well, Baker ain't playing, I don't think Odell Beckham's going to play, didn't practice all week, maybe Jarvis Landry comes back, but this team's the walking wounded, no Chubb, no Hunt, and you're thinking out there, I like Denver. Like, the ship has sailed. Like, all this stuff is baked into the number now already. Like, the number's gone at this point. Like, I don't think you can bet Denver right now. It doesn't mean that Denver can't win or Denver can't cover the spread. Of course they can. Just that, like, the value has been gone for, like, a full 24 hours now on this. Like, it's tough to jump in at this point and be like, oh, I like Denver, after everyone already gobbled up the important numbers, right? And that's just kind of, like, the fact of the matter here. So I think the question has to become now, for me, when we get away from the total, is do I want to middle the side here? Do I want to take the Browns here, thinking that Cleveland could win this game by 2 or 3 points and not win by more than 4? Because I don't think at this point, and you guys can tell me, listeners out there, you can think about this as well, we've seen Baker play the last couple weeks with this torn labrum. I know he was pretty good against the Chargers, but I mean, the Baker that we saw on Sunday against Arizona, do we really think like Case Keenum is a massive downgrade from that? Remember, Case Keenum has been in the Kevin Stefanski offense, the Browns head coach. Stefanski was the offensive coordinator of the Vikings in 2017 when Keenum led them to the NFC Championship game when they lost to Nick Foles and the Eagles. Keenum absolutely knows this offense here. I don't think this is a downgrade right now. Healthy Baker Mayfield, sure, downgrade from Baker to Keenum. I don't really think this is a downgrade, so I think it really is like Browns or nothing at this point. I don't think you can ever bet Denver at this number. If you do want to bet Denver, I would tease Denver up with maybe Miami, do a Broncos Dolphins teaser heading into the weekend here. So I think that's where we're at right now with Thursday Night Football, and we need to check out, obviously, what the injury report's going to tell us with Cleveland's offensive line and Odell Beckham Jr.
This doesn't involve lines or numbers at all, but it's something we were talking about earlier, Nick, when we were talking about Baker Mayfield. What's his future in Cleveland? Like, how do they decide what they're going to do with a contract extension based on what they've seen this year?
Well, I think, you know, the Minnesota game was absolutely brutal. They were able to win that game. He was terrible. Cost me money on Odell Beckham props and daily fantasy. Jerk. So that one really kind of sucked. But yeah, he hasn't been healthy. Like, he's playing with a torn labrum. So I think they really got to get him healthy here. This is a team that needs a bye week, and they're not getting it for a little bit here. This is the most injured team in the NFL, along with my Giants. So, I mean, I think, you know, they're probably, at this point, if they can stay even relatively healthy, they'll go to the playoffs, maybe not win the division. Maybe that's going to be Baltimore's at this point. And if Baker can have success in January, I think that's what it's all going to be predicated on. Like, do I think that Baker's a top five quarterback in the NFL? Like, no. But, I mean, can you win with Baker? Yeah, I mean, you could probably win with Baker Mayfield. It would help if his coach wouldn't go, you know, turtle in the big moments like he did against the Chiefs in the divisional round game back in January. So I think all of these things, like, very much up in the air with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland.
I'll tell you who killed me last week. But at least I got killed early, which I don't mind. The Dolphins. I can't believe what happened at the end of that football game, Nick.
Yeah, well, I mean, Brian Flores kind of stinks, huh? Kind of doesn't know how to manage the clock. Tua kind of stinks also. Yeah, it's kind of bad for the Dolphins. I agree. I mean, I teased Jacksonville on Sunday morning, but I had the Dolphins -3, so I'm with you guys. That one was absolutely brutal. Yeah, it looks like this is a team that got really lucky last year in terms of turnovers with its defense, and now that's starting to regress, and you're seeing that they look pretty bad. I'm guessing you want some analysis of the game on Sunday. I've got a good report.
I do, and still, I'm still thinking back to that game. If the guy on defense would have just let the receiver lay there and not touch him, the game would have ended. It would have been, there's no way that happens the way it happens. But anyway, they play the Falcons this week, and I think I like them again.
Well, think about this. How bad of a coaching staff do you have to be to get outfoxed by Urban Meyer and the Jaguars coaching staff? That's what happened in London.
No,
seriously, like, we all watched it. Flores doesn't know how to manage the clock or use his timeouts. It was terrible. Next sentence. Yeah, I kind of like the Dolphins on Sunday as well against Atlanta. The reason why people will look at this line, at least I did, and be like, wow, this is crazy. Atlanta, a 2.5-point road favorite against living, breathing human beings in the National Football League. Why is this happening? The reason is Miami requested with the NFL to not have a bye after the London game. They wanted their bye later in the season. So Miami, this version of Miami, becomes the first team in NFL history to not have a bye following a London game. So whereas Atlanta is coming off their bye following their London game. So Atlanta's got the major rest advantage here and the travel advantage with Miami coming back, you know, to traveling from London to have to play now this Sunday. And I think that's why we're seeing the line be what it is. All of that being said, like, I can't get to Falcons -2.5 here. This may hit 3 at some point. Like, if it ever hits 3, that is a lock bet for me in Miami. And it's like, I don't care what happens in the game. I could lose the bet. And it's a bet that I am very comfortable with making. If you out there thinking, Miami screwed me last week, like they screwed us, tease Miami up to 8.5. Like, I don't really see a scenario where Atlanta blows anybody out this season. Even the Jets game, they should have blown the Jets out in London and didn't. Miami's better than the Jets, I think, at least. I mean, we'll see. Miami was bad last week. So Dolphins teaser legs for now at +2.5. Dolphins +3 becomes an immediate play if it ever gets there.
Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, host of You Better You Bet, with us every Thursday at 9 o'clock here on the Fan Morning Show. I was going to ride Buffalo until it jumped up and bit me. It finally jumped up and bit me on Monday night, but I don't know how many teams have a Derrick Henry. In fact, I'm pretty sure there isn't another team that has a Derrick Henry who can take over the game the way he did. So I look at Kansas City going into Nashville now. Last I checked, it was 5.5. It may have moved from there in the last 24 hours or so. But Kansas City has me asking questions because Patrick Mahomes seemingly makes one insane decision every week that has not turned out for him the way it did in the past. So I'm very tempted now to take Tennessee in the points.
Yeah, I think my favorite bet of the entire week, Patrick Mahomes this week, raining hellfire and brimstone down upon this horrendous Tennessee Titans defense. Look, Tennessee, I had the Titans like every which way on Monday night. Monday night was great. Thank you to Tennessee. Thank you to Derrick Henry for that. This is a defense now that's without, like literally basically every cornerback on the team. Christian Fulton's out now. He's on IR. They lost Caleb Farley, the first-round pick for the season, coming off an emotional win here. Taylor Lewan's out with a concussion. I don't think Julio Jones is going to play this week. Didn't practice yesterday. Left Monday night's win with a hamstring injury. I do think A.J. Brown's going to play, but, like, I actually don't think Tennessee might not get one stop in this entire game defensively. The Chiefs might score on every single possession. And if you watch these Kansas City games, like, I understand, like, Mahomes has had a couple weird plays. Like, I had their team total over last week, 30.5, took until the very end to get it there. He threw that insane interception where the ball squirts up into the air. Like, guy, like, what are you doing? But when you actually look at it, like, this is the best offense in the NFL, almost by, like, orders of magnitude. Like, they're leading the NFL in yards per play and yards per possession, but also in turnovers per possession. So it's like, which is more likely to regress? That the offense is going to get bad or that they're going to stop turning it over as much? I would say they're going to stop turning it over as much. I think they score 40 in this game. I love the Kansas City Chiefs laying the points on Sunday in Tennessee.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic. Nick Kostos on that hotline right now.
They might score 50 on Sunday, guys, the Chiefs against the Titans.
There we go.
Can I hear 60?
Yes. Yes, can we get it?
I don't see NFL. Maybe,
all right.
Maybe not.
The football team heads up to Green Bay. This one I have circled because it interests me because of where we were after week one with Aaron Rodgers. Is he in the middle of some big screw you tour and I'm going to try to blow the doors off of every team that I play? I mean, we saw what happened with the Bears fans and whatever. But is Aaron Rodgers back into the whole mode of, you know what, I hate everybody in the world and I'm going to try to win every game by as many points as I can? Are we there?
Well, I mean, like, this is a guy who literally doesn't, literally, and I'm not saying this glibly, like, does not talk to his own family. So, like, I don't know that he has to enter that mode. I feel like he's probably been in it for quite some time. I feel like he probably just wants to kill everyone all the time. That would be my guess. So I don't think this is new for Aaron Rodgers. I did like what he did to the Bears fans, though. But as far as this, and also, like, yeah, like, you know what's going to happen in the playoffs? Like, his head coach is going to do something stupid, and they're going to lose the game, and he's going to want to leave Green Bay. So, spoiler alert, that's how this is going to end for Rodgers and the Packers, like it did last year against Tampa Bay. Packers 8.5 this week against the football team. Total is 49. What I can tell you is this line opened to 10 or over 10. Immediately bet down under 10. So I can tell you that sharp pro bettors took Washington early in the week here, with the thought being that this number can't be like where it is, can't be double digits. So even at 8.5, I kind of still like the football team here. Something to keep in mind: Green Bay's down its top two starting cornerbacks. We'll have to see about Kevin King and his status this week, but Jaire Alexander is on injured reserve right now. Last week, the Chicago Bears, whether it's because Fields isn't ready or because the offense under Nagy and Lazor, they've got the training wheels, the kid gloves on, this offense was completely unable to take advantage of Green Bay's battered and bad defense. I actually think Taylor Heinicke and the Washington football team can and score some points in this game, so I kind of lean towards the over 49. I don't necessarily love Washington, maybe more apt to tease Green Bay down to -2.5, but I would not bet Green Bay here. I feel like this is too many points. Packers probably going to win, likely to win. I would not lay the points with Green Bay.
Speaking of too many points, tell me why I should, on any planet, go anywhere near the 17.5 Arizona is laying against Houston.
Well, let's see if we get Tyrod Taylor back in the mix here for Houston. I know that David Culley was kind of non-committal earlier in the week. I'm actually looking at this right now to see if we have any update. I don't think there's any updated news here. If Tyrod Taylor is going to start here, yeah. So Culley saying yesterday he needs practice time day to day with his hamstring injury. If he's going to play in this game, like we get word that Tyrod Taylor is going to play, this number is going to close at like 14. I actually think Houston might be able to cover the 17.5 just because it's an insane amount of points. The back door is literally going to be open the entire game for Houston. I'm not saying go out there and bet Houston. I'm also not saying bet Arizona. This is one of those games that we may just have to avoid here. But if you out there listening, if we get word that Tyrod Taylor could be in line to start this game, definitely bet the Texans, because this number is going to come way down if that's the case. Not like way down like 10, way down like 14.5. But that's going to be valuable because you'll get 3 points of what we call CLV, closing line value here. So that's how I would look to bet this game. If Tyrod plays, bet the Texans. Otherwise, probably, you know, I don't know, drink a Mai Tai and enjoy yourself while the game's going on.
How excited are you about this Boone contract, huh?
How about the Knicks, man? Big win last night over the Celtics.
Wow. What a redirect.
I like it.
Yeah,
Listen,
the Yankees lose their franchise.
Nick, you're talking to Pittsburgh.
I know, come on, man.
Well, I don't want to say anything bad about Pittsburgh.
You don't have to say anything bad about the city.
No, well, it's like the Pirates are kind of like, and I hate to say this, you know, my first year I watched sports was 1990. It's like, I grew up like the Pittsburgh was good with, you know, Bonds and Bonilla and Van Slyke, and obviously losing to the Braves in that epic game in the NLCS. So it's sad what's happened, but the Pirates have kind of like resigned themselves. Not that Pittsburgh sports fans were great, like loser franchise. Like, I don't think that's like incendiary or like insulting to say that. The Yankees are now a loser franchise. The difference is that the Yankees are masquerading as a winner franchise, but are a loser franchise. The Pirates just exist in the zone where they're a loser franchise. So, yeah, you know what I'd like to do? Remember that NL wildcard game, I think it was, when Sean Rodriguez beat the piss out of that wet water?
Yes.
I'd like to have Sean Rodriguez pay a visit to Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. How about that? That can be the Pirates-Yankees crossover here. Yeah. Man of my team. Hey, listen, the Yankees and the Giants died so my New York Knicks could live. What a win last night on opening night over the Celtics.
Enjoy it.
There
while
we
it lasts.
Are. All right, give us your picks. Rip through them real quick. Let's go.
If the Giants are going to be +3 and the injury report looks okay, like I can't like give this out for sure now, but I would never bet Carolina here. So it's Giants or nothing +3 at home against the Carolina Panthers. I like the Ravens at anything under a touchdown against the Bengals. I just think this is a really tough matchup for Cincinnati. I think Baltimore is going to put up a lot of points. I'm not so sure Cincinnati can keep up. Eagles +3 or better on the road at the Raiders. I had the Raiders last week against the Broncos, you guys remember, but I think this profiles as a more difficult matchup here. I actually think Philly's going to win this game. But Philly +3 or Philly +3.5. I bet the Lions, guys. Plus 15 on the road at the Rams.
Hold your nose on that one.
Yeah, it's a bad one. It's the Goff revenge game. We'll see how that goes. But the Lions have played, like, actually some really good teams this year. And, like, the number has never approached this in any of the games they've played. I get that they're terrible. I understand. But, like, 15 is too many. Doesn't mean the Rams came up by 100 like they did last week against my Giants. Man, New York sports is great. But I'll take the Lions here, plus the 15. And let's monitor what's going to happen, guys. Sunday night, the Niners are four-point favorites over the Colts. If and when Jimmy Garoppolo is officially announced as the starting quarterback, I think that's the expectation now. This number's probably going to go up a little bit here. So if you like the Niners, and I said this a couple of weeks ago on the show, like, look to bet the Niners now, I would say, because Garoppolo's probably going to play and the number's going to go up. If you like the Colts, I kind of do. Wait a little bit, and I think you'll get a better number on Indy coming up Sunday night in San Francisco.
Perfect, Nick. You're Love the best. It. We thank you so very much. We'll chat again soon.
Great. Wishing you guys and all the great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Insider calls brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers Sportsbook exclusive bets. Waiting for you every single day. Check them out, betrivers.com. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast to hear more of Nick. Charlie Batch, 930 Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.